Okay. All right, new Gemara, both say a lot of layers to this Gemara. We just try to get our feet wet. The Gemara brings a statement, Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodek Tzarech Shivarech. Before we had a statement, Habodek Tzarech Shivatel. Now we have Habodek Tzarech Shivarech. The Girsa here is Rav Yehuda. According to many Rishonim, it's just as before, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the same as before. So we have a statement, Habodek Tzarech Shivarech, and now we go on to discuss the Nusach HaBracha. So the emphasis is there's a lot just to discuss about the inyan of the Dikas Chametz requiring a bracha. Why is there a need to tell me that there's a bracha? Why is it different than any Birchas HaMitzvah that we know there's a bracha for a mitzvah? And also the Nusach that we're going to see is either Leva'er or Al-Bi'or. Why do we talk about the Bi'or and not about the Bedika? What I thought we would do for now is just read the Gemara, just in terms of the discussion that lays out in our Gemara, vis-a-vis the Nusach, the inyan of Madbeah HaBracha, Leva'er, Leh, or Al, and the Inyan of Obel HaSiyasin, just to see the whole Gemara. We'll learn that with the Tosfosin. Then we'll get into what Rishonim discussed, the Ran, the Rash, and others, as far as why there's any need for a Chiddush regarding Bedikas Chametz needing a Bracha, and why the Nusach being Bior and not Bedika. And then we'll go back a little bit more to the various Shitas at the end of the Sugya, various Rishonim and the Ramban, as far as the Kolam of Brachas is concerned, as far as when you say Lil, when you say Al, and there's a lot of different Shitas on that as well. So meanwhile, the Gemara gives us, brings us the Halacha itself, Habodek Tzarech Shivarech, and now from there we go on to a question as far as the Nusach HaBracha. May Mivarech. So what is the exact Nusach HaBracha for Bedikas Chametz? Rapapi Amma Mishmei Derava, Leva'er Chametz. Rapapa Amma Mishmei Derava, Al-Bi'or Chametz. So we have a Machokes, Rapapi, and Rapapa, each one quoting Rava, whether the Nusach is with a Lamed, Leva'er, or Al-Bi'or. Again, it's clear that the Nusach has to refer to Bi'or, even though we're now discussing Bedika, but for whatever the reasons, that's the Lashon that you use, Bi'or. But they use a Lamed, Le, or Al. So the Gemara goes on to clarify. What is the machlokas relating to? What inyan? Bilavair kuliyamalu pligi devadai lahabon mashma. The nusach with a lamid, livair, that certainly indicates future. And you're making a bracha over lasiyasa, and that's the cloud that the Gemara is going to get to soon in the Gemara, in the Amud, that there's a cloud over lasiyasa. And obviously, therefore, the nusach of bracha should reflect what you are about to do. So everyone agrees that the Lamed would certainly project that image of Lahaba. Ki pligi be'albiur. The chokis is whether albiur would also count to mean Lahaba. Mar savar meikar masma. So the mandama that says you have to say Levair, that's Rav Papi as we have in our Gemara, he holds that albiur wouldn't be good because Al-Bi'or is mashma from before. Al-Bi'or, what I did already, the bi'or that I did already. And therefore, your nusach that we want to use is a lashon of leh, which is future. Umar Savar, this is now Rav Papa, who says Al-Bi'or is fine. He holds lahaba mashma, that even saying al can also refer to what you're about to do, not what you did already. Rashi says, "Belevayer kuyama lepligi de lahaba masma." So, what does the Gemara mean by saying everyone agrees lahaba masma? Rashi explains, "Vishapir dami," and therefore it would be fine. The bracha kodem asiyas hamitzvah beina kidu kaman. Rashi gives us the poem. Why is it relevant to know whether it's lahaba or meikara? Because the klal is, as Gemara is going to say further, that a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah, should be done, should be recited before the asiyas hamitzvah. So everyone agrees that leh is lahaba mashma v'shapir dami. Rashi seems to be saying something here. V'shapir dami meaning that all agree that you could say, it sounds like you could say a lashon of leh. In other words, even the shita of Rav Papa, who says that you should say al-bi'or chametz, doesn't mean that you have to say al-bi'or chametz. Rather, that you could say al-bi'or as well. But if you want to say leh, you could say leh. That's what it sounds like from Rashi, v'shapir dami. So when the Gemara is saying not just in theory, it's lahaba mashma, but that in fact is an option that's available to you. But want to say al, that's good as well. And the other shita is Rav Papi, he would say no, that you can't say al because al would mean Ni'ikara, what was before, and we want it to be over lasiyas, and obviously making the bracha before you did the pu'ula of the mitzvah. So therefore, you have to say that. Says the Gemara. Now we're going to have a whole shock of attire on this question, this issue of the le and the al. So the Gemara asks, Meisivet, Baruch Hasher Kidshanu, the mitzvostav, the tzivanu al hamila. So we have a braisa that gives us the birchas mitzvah of mitzvahs mila, and the nusach there is al hamila. Al hamila. So here you have a, and you're doing the bracha, of course, over lasiyasan. So here you see a raya to Rav Papa that al can mean lahava, because you're making a nusach of al, even though it's before you did the mitzvah. So it's a kasha on what, on the shita that has to be with, because al is considered meikar mashma. Here it's before the mitzvah, it's lahava. So what is the Gemara answer? Hasam heichinema. There's no alternative but to say al. What would you say? Name a lamul. You say lamul. Losagia delav iu mayu. It's impossible for anyone but him to do the mirat. He has to do it. In other words, losagia delav iu. It's indispensable for him to do it. He has to do it. Sorry. What's the kasha? Lo sagi delav iu mahil. Yeah. In other words, what are we saying here? Who's doing the mila? Anybody. Rashi says it's the one who's in charge, the mayor of the city, the resident mayor. Lo sagi delav iu mahil. Lamo would mean he has to do it, says Rashi. Name a lamo bitnia. Mashma de osa rofe. Rashi gives us a scenario that it was the mayor, the rofe, hamalas kopenet yer. That's how it's done. It's not the. It's someone male who's doing everybody in the city. Siva lamo esatinikazel. Lamo would suggest that you have you, the chiv is mutter on you. Bechi lo sagi d'labi umayo alav hamitzvah muteles. Not so. Bahalo al aviv muta. It's not that you have to be the chiv is in you. You have to do it. The chiv is on the father. Kida Amaran Bikidushin, Perakama, Karav Wisofo. Here Rashi, of course, you know, we look at the Dapim, right? Daf Chavtes, and what? And the end of the first Perak of Kedushin is Daf Mem. But you understand, we at Tzuras Adafi have Rashi and Tosis on the side. There's no way of knowing what that means, Karav Wisofo. If you cut out the lines of the side of Rashi and Tosis with the words of the Gemara, so Mistama Daf Chavtes for us, if you take the words of the Gemara, it's Karav Wisofo, right? So Rashi just had the Gemara. Rashi, that's the frame of reference. So Rashi has to tell you toward the end of Masech, the Kedushin Perek Rishon in the Sugya, right? So you have over there, that's the Sugya of, you know, Mitzvah Sa'afel Abayn. So it's a mitzvah of the father. And therefore, you can't say Lamu, because Lamu is only making sense if it's your obligation and no one else. But here, it's a true, it's only his obligation, it's everybody. Avobir mitzvah al bal hachametz mutalis. Bir chametz, you can say leva'er. This is all to defend the shita of a puppy that's leva'er. Because it's mutal on the bal hachametz, the one who owns the chametz, the ko ish v'ish, bodeg beso. And every individual does his bedika on his chametz in his house. And therefore, so what's the Gemara answering? That if the option is available to say le, such as where it's your obligation, so then you can say albir, because albir means meikar. But by mila, since it's lamo would not be an option, because it's not just your mitzvah, it's mitzvah from the father, it's not the mitzvah of the male. So therefore, he can say lamo. So he says al. So how do you say al? But if al means meikara, so how could you say al if al means meikara and you haven't done the mila yet? What's pshat in the Gemara? You can say sheker. Tosis raises the question. So what does Tosis say? That no, when the Gemara says that the al is meikara mashma, it doesn't mean bedafka, it cannot be lahaba. It means that the most dominant, the most obvious meaning of an al is lishaavar. But the dochik, it can also, you know, that's not the most obvious layer of interpretation. It's more mashma me'ikara. And therefore, when you have an a le option, you do le. But if your mamish have no option, because Leah suggests that it has to be your mitzvah, so then you're going to have to fall back on the al, even though usually it's mekara. It will not be sheker, in other words. If you say al on a haba action, it's not sheker. It's just not the normal, obvious mashmalus of the word. That's what you see. That's what Tosis is going to say. That's the top Tosis here. Yeah? So that's the teretz from on the braisa that says al hamila, that even though here it's levaya, there you have to say al hamila. Fek the gemara, but then what if the father does the mila? Fek the gemara avi ben ma'ikol mema. So now what about if the father is doing the bris again and his chiyuv? When you say the father's chiyuv, there's different ways to learn it. We've shown him what it means. It's his chiyuv to do the ma'isa mila. It's his chiyuv to see to it that the son is gemalt. Either way, the gemara is going to make sense. It means that when the father does the mila, it's his mitzvah. The mitzvah is seeing to it that the son is gemalt or doing the mila, and someone else is a shliach. But or if it's not a shliach, he's seeing to it that he's going to, that someone else does it. That's also his fulfillment. But it's the ma'isa mila is done by someone else. It's not his obligation, not his chiyuv, but it's the father's chiyuv. So when the father does it, should it not therefore be a nusach of le and not al hamila? And the braisa says al hamila. And one says, you know what? In a chanami, meaning that the braisa is discussing when other people are doing the bris, and therefore you couldn't say lamu. But if the father does it, so now we have another aspect of the nafkamina of this machlokes. The father in a chanami. Rashi says, "Uprachinan Avia ben Michael Memar I al hamilo l'sha'aver masma v'zeh efshelo lomar lamu." This father could say lamu because it's his mitzvah. Michael Memar heches shavina le lomemar alamila. In other words, when it comes to someone else, shavina le, the way we said for Tosis, yeah, shavina le, because bedochik you have to say that al on lahaba, but that's not the pashtus. But how can the father be allowed to say al? It comes out that Zemachlokis that we had about Levayer Chametz and Albir Chametz, so the Shita that says Levayer, there's another, what follows as well from this Shita of Rapapi is that you have to have the father saying Lam. They could have been Koveris Machlokis on Avia Ben from Mila. That's what comes out right now in the Gemara. That Avia Ben would say Lamu, and that's because Levayer is the mashmaus of lahaba, and al is not really mashmaus of lahaba, only b'shut meikara, and therefore the far, but only things by someone else, you have no choice, you can't say lamu because it's not your chiyuv. The father would say lamu. That's what comes out so far in the Gemara. Okay, let's follow the trend of the Gemara. Biter, Gemara goes from mila to shchita. Meisve another kasha from another brisa, another mitzvah. Baruch Hashem Kidshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al hashchita. This is the bracha of shchita. The person shachs in order to eat, he has to make the birchas mitzvah al hashchita. So again, the question is, if you're doing the bracha before the mitzvah, before the shchita, so how can you say al hashchita? According to Rapapi, it should be lishchot, not al hashchita. And for the Gemara, Hasam Nami, they're also similar to what we said by Mila. Hechi Neima, what are you going to have him say? Neima Lishchot. Lo Sagya Dilab Iyu Shachat. Lo Sagya Dilab. Now, you take the words literally and you plug in what we said before. That means that it has to be his Shchita. It could be someone else. Well, Chor, that's not the Pshat. We already said that before by Mila. And what does it mean by Shchita? It means it's his Chiyuv to do Shchita, but not anyone else's. In other words, it's someone else's. What does it mean? So the Rishonim say, the Ran, the Meiri, they say when Mar means, and some even change the gear, so, but if you don't, it's the basic Havana, the Gemara is that you don't have to eat. If you don't eat, you don't have to shecht. There's no mitzvah to do, but you don't have an obligation to do the shechit. So lamul or lishchot, it means that there's an obligation to do this act and you. It's two things that the Lamed would suggest. That there's a mitzvah to do what you're doing, that there's a chiv to do it, and the chiv is mutal on you. So when it comes to mila, the Gemara uses the svara to say you can't say lamul because it's not on you, it's the father. It has to be you. Well, sagat love il mail. The father has to do the mila. And by the father in the chanami, the Gemara says you say lamul. When it comes to shchita, it's something else. It's the one who wants to eat, Taka. He's shechting. No one else is interested in eating. So in that regard, it is you. So what does the Gemara mean to answer? I mean, Hanami, I'm the one that wants to eat. I have to shech. No one else is interested in eating, so they're not going to shech. But the teretz is, but I don't have to eat. So it's a different teretz, right? The Gemara is applying the same rationale as before, but here the application is slightly different. It's not that the chiv is me, it's not necessarily me, it could be anyone else. It is me, because I want to eat, but I don't have to eat. So it's not my chiv to eat. That's how the Me'iri teaches it. The Me'iri worked through the Shakavatara very nicely. He points this out, the Ran as well, in the Chidushim. If you want, we can look soon inside, but this is the Me'iri's take on the words of the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say much on it, but this is the Pshat in the Gemara. Meaning he doesn't have to do this. There's no chiv to shech. If you don't eat, you don't have to shech. Says the Gemara, but what about Pesach v'katshim ha'ikolam e'ma? So what does that mean? So in other words, we discovered in this line of Gemara that there's a bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah, when you shech katshim. Right? Asher kidshan mitzvos v'al ha-shechit, and not just on shechit ha-schulin. When you shecht an animal of katshim, you also say al ha-shechita. And here already, there's an obligation on who? Rashi says on the bailiff. Pesach v'katshim, ha-bailim nitztavu. The bailim has its sivoy to shecht his animal that he's bringing as a carbon. He has a din of smicha. The bailim puts his hands on the animal. So just like the bailim does smicha, the bailim has a chiv of shechita. And again, if someone else does it, it's all b'shechichas ha-bailim. The kohen, technically, kohen doesn't have to do shechita. It could be the Israel. But if any kohen who happens to die, it's all shechichas ha-bailim. But the bailim's mitzvah is to do shechita of his carbon. Interesting, Mar makes it Pesach v'Kadshim. Why does Mar have to separate? Pesach v'Kadshim. Pesach is Kadshim. Lamai said, says by Pesach a separate Pesach. V'Shachat who also called Kaladash Sabin Rabbi. Pashas Bo. The Gemara learns that Shchucha Shalabim Kemoso from there. So you see, maybe there's a separate Inyan by Pesach that the Bailam should Shacht. And again, how could everybody Shacht it? The answer is Shchucha Moso, but Rashi doesn't quote it. Rashi just quotes the pasuk by Kachim. Nuf Kachim is already a mocker for Kachim. That's a mocker for Pesach too. Truth is, there's another question to think about. I mean, if the Bailam doesn't do Shechita by Pesach, by Kachim, but someone else does it, is it carbon kasher? Is it carbon pasuk? Achronim deal with this question. Is it ma'akev? Let's say by Mila. So someone else does the mila of the child. Of course, mila is kasha, not ma'akim. What about the karban? Would the shechita sabaylin be ikuva? So there's a whole tumul on this, more shaykh to second parak of Kedushin, Memalef. This Gemara, do you have any raya?
Aren't people mishita?
Yeah, I'm saying, but let's say there was no, the Baal didn't delegate someone to do the shechita there. So he brings a karban. And if someone else does a shechita, and now the carbon gets brought, and the zrika, whatever happens to the carbon, is the carbon kasher, and is the bailim able to eat the meat or the kohanim? Is it a disqualification in the carbon if the shechita wasn't done by the bailim or by his shliach? I mean, the Gemara is saying here that there's a halacha that the bailim has to shech. Rashi quotes a pasuk, the samach v'shachat. So do you have a Rani's Gemara that's the ikuva? Not necessarily. The Gemara doesn't have to mean, for purposes of the bracha, the Gemara is pushing the question of the nusach ha-bracha, al ha-shechita versus lishchot. So all you need to see in this Gemara is that there is a chiv of the bailim to do shechita of his karma. Rashi found the pasuk, the samach v'shachat. Whether it's ma'akeh b'di'evet, I have no indication this Gemara. You want to bring other Gemaras, but this Gemara itself wouldn't be a raya, because all the Gemara is showing you is, therefore, there's an obligation of the bailim. It's his chiyuv. Therefore, he should say, therefore, there should be a halacha when he does shechita, that he should say lishchot. Sigmar says in a chinami. Again, if someone else would do it, maybe it should be kasher. Just like by mila. Someone else does the mila, it's a kasher mila. Just that there's still the bailim, the father has a mitzvah mila, and therefore, to him to mekayim his mitzvah, he would do it himself, or you make a shliach, or he'd see to it someone does it. That's his mitzvah. So kachim is also that way. But l'maisa, if it gets done by somebody else, the carbon could be kasha. But meanwhile, when the Balaam is doing the shechita on Kadshim, he should say Lishchot. And more again, says Enoch and Hami. So again, we have a third nafkamina between the Rav Papi and Rav Pap. The Machokis was originally focusing on the nusach of the Bracha B'dikas Chametz, that Rav Papi says you say Leva'er, not Al-Biur. This Al-Biur is Mekar Mashma. And what now follows from that are two other examples that according to Rav Papi, in a case of Aviyah Ben, when he's doing Mila himself on the child, he should say Lamul, not Alamila. And the Bailim, who does Shechita on his Karban, would say Lishchot. And the Braisa that says Ala Shechita is discussing not Kadshim or Pesach or Kadshim, it's discussing Chulin. Chulin, then nobody has to eat. So no one has to shecht. There's no chiyuv for the shochet to do shechita. It's optional, not a chiyuv. But for the Bailim who has a chiyuv to do shechita on his karban, the proper nusach according to Rav Papi would be what? Would be lishchot. So this again comes out of, even though they only focused their machlokes on levayer versus albir, what comes out in the Gemara is according to Rav Papi, it's going to come out two other cases where the nusach is going to be different. It's going to be le in certain situations, such as Aviyah Ben and the Bailim by Kachin. Continues the Gemara with another case, Meisive. Ha'osa lulav la'atzma, the Bais is not talking about Dalad Minim. So the Asiya Salulav, Mivarach Shechiyanu. That means when you do the Eged, you put together the Dalad Minim, let's say you're holding, you should be tied together. So you're creating the Chefs of Dalad Minim. So this is according to Zabraisa, you make the Shechiyanu at the time that you're making the Dalad Minim. We, of course, do the Shechiyanu at the time that we do the mitzvah. But this Zabraisa is holding that you say Shechiyanu, Bishas Asiya. Then it continues. As far as the mitzvah, Lekichas Dalad Minim, Nitalo Latzesbo, when you take it to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Ukachtem, Omer, you say the Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekid Shal Mitzvosav, Vitzivanu, Al Nitzilas Lulav. So here it says the nusach is al. And again, the kasha is again on Rav Papi. Rav Papi says that al is a nusach that's in the stomach going on the past, meikara. That's why he says you can't say al bir chametz, it has to be lit. So you should say what nusach should you say? Not al netilas lulav, but what should you say? Li tol lulav. So answers the Gemara, shani hasam, there it's different, to be idna da'agba nafak be. That what? That in a chenami beforehand, but here you picked it up first. So you really were yotze. So a yotze already, then the nusach has to go on the past, because you already were yotze when you picked it up. Of course, what happened to the kal of Avul Asiyasan? That's Tosis Kash. How could it be then? Why are you making a bracha? It's not Avul Asiyasan. Tosis has a teretz. It's still something you can do afterwards in Anuin. But the Gemara says, Midafkin Alkami. So therefore, in the Chanami, the Al is talking about after you picked it up already, you could still make the bracha, and the bracha is Al. In fact, the Gemara, how could you say that the Bryce is discussing that you already picked it up? Ihachi, Lot says Bo. It says the Lashon that you're quoting here is Nitolo, Lot says Bo. Oh, Meshach, it's Shano, Al Nitilas Lot. Lot says Bo, Yatsabo Mibayle. It shouldn't say Yotzeis, but you should say Yotzeba. Once you're ready Yotzei, and now you're holding on to the lulav after you picked it up, you're Yotzei, and you're making a bracha now, then the bracha is going to be out. So how can you say that that it's Nigagdi Yotzeis, but it says Inachinami? Really, you're right. What we really mean is that you already picked it up. Why does it say the Lashon in the Braisa and the Tolo Yotzeis? Agav Mishum Dekabayla Mr. Seif. And the end of that Braisa continues. And it says Leishay Basuka. So it says Leishay Basuka. Tana Reishanami Latzisba. Diktani Seifa. Because what does it say in the Seifa of that Braisa? Osa Sukkah Latzmo. Now we're talking about Asiya Sukkah. So when you make the Sukkah, so the Shechiyanu would be on the Asiya, Bishas Asiya, just like we said by the Dalad Minim as well, by the Eged. So when you make the sukkah, Omer Baruch Hashem, Shachiyanu Kimegiros Manazeh, that's the Shachiyanu on the chefs of the sukkah. So when the chefs of the sukkah becomes completed, even before the Shas Hachiyuv, you can say the Shachiyanu. Nichnas Reishayva. So it says nichnas leishay when you're coming in to sit in the sukkah. Omer baruch ata Hashem shekin shana mitzvosav tzvenu leishay basukkah. So therefore, since it says a lashon of nichnas leisheva by the sukkah, so therefore it says latzeis in the case of dalad minim. But really, it's not latzeis; it's really already after you took it. Because before you took it, you wouldn't say al netilas; you would say lita. So again, so that would come out a third implication, maskamina for a puppy. Coin a puppy, right? If you would take the lulav before, you would make the bracha before, although Mar doesn't give you the option, but at least conceptually, if you would make the bracha before you even took it, before you were yotze, then the sach should be, in fact, lito, not only tzilas. Comes the Gemara and says, after all of this, what is the halacha? Now, when it comes back to our situation, the hilchisa, al biruchamitz. So what does that mean? Hilchis al biruchamitz. That we paskin like who? Like Rav, Rav Papa. Not Rav Papi, who says levayer, but we hold al biruchamitz. Now what does that mean exactly? Bedafka? How did we start the sugya? The Rashi that we read in the beginning, right? Sounds like the where is certainly lahaba mashma. Levayer is lahaba mashma. The Shafir Dami. So when it says Vahilchisal Biochamitz, what would it mean? If we understood Rashi correctly at the beginning of the Sugya, so what would the Gemara mean here? That you have to say Albiur? No, it just means that Albiur is fine. It's also good. Let's see Lashon Rashi. Taka Mashman that way. Hilchisal Albiur Nami Lahaba Mashman. In other words, the point of the Gemara being Kaveh Halacha is if you held the other Shita, then you had no option to say Albiur. But halacha is, albir is also haba mashman, therefore you could say albir. You could say either, in other words. You could say either. Nothing more means bedask. Tosis says tutstadim on this, whether that means yachol, hulomar, or Tosis is going to say maybe bedafka, and then you have to figure out why that should be. Why that should be. That's a whole tumul and the whole discussion of Mishonim, Kulalim, and when you say lil, and you say al. If we paskin that albir is fine, so then what does this mean as far as what we went through in the whole sugya? So Rashi takes us only one part of the way. Rashi goes, so now what do we say before based on the defending Rav Papi that there'd be nafkamina by mila between whether the mayo makes the bracha or the father makes the bracha. The mayo makes the bracha ala mila, the father would say lamu. That was all because we wanted to defend Rav Papi, who holds that ideally you don't say al, you say lech. Now that we're saying that al is mashma lahaba, so Rashi tells us, therefore, v'gabi mila nami, losh na'viyad ben minish di alma. So no one's going to not be any difference if it's the father or anyone else. V'al haba mashma, and therefore, v'al mila nami kilamu dami. And Meiri says, Rashi doesn't give us now the full picture, but what else follows from this? What else would also change after the Gemara says the Hilchisa? What else would change? Shchita, meaning Shchita's Kadshim, where before we said that in a chinami, when the Bailam says that the bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah of Shchita's Kadshim, he should say Lishchot. That's only because of a pup, to answer for a pup, because he didn't want to accept that Al is Lahaba, unless Imam is stuck, as we said. But now we say, no, Al is Mashma Lahaba as well. So then it comes out that even for the Bailam, you could say Al Shchita. Al Shchita is not limited to Chulim, it's even to Kadshim. And so to lulav example, if you would make the bracha before you were yotze, you'd say al. This is what the Meiri points out. And again, all this is assuming hilchisa al biyochametz means that you can also say al biyochametz, which means at the end of the day, you have an option. Going to a puppy, you wouldn't have had an option. You'd have to be limited to le, for lahaba, unless a situation where there's no chiyuv on you more than anyone else. But other than that, you have to say le. And now we're saying, no, hilchis al biyochametz, you can say al as well. This is all one mahalach in the sugya. This is what comes out in the Meiri, just to highlight a couple of the words in the Meiri, as he basically works you through the sugya, and you know, so he summarizes it. Linyan habracha nechuk b'gemara, and he basically paraphrases the sugya. The Gemara Hikshu, Adas Omelisha Avar, Nashabarchan Alamila, That's what the Russian of Lassos is master. So also my sabefati mutal al mevarich. It's not him, it's the father. Hakoshim varach baal in a mora el al kala mitzvah. The lir now is mashma more personal. This divorce. Lir means you are, it's very personal, it's you. Al means like the general mitzvah for itself. So it's not as much linked to me. You see, that's the point. Lir means my pa'ula. To do it means my action, my doing. Al means on the inyan. So I don't have to be as much shayach, the bailim, on that inyan. I have to be the one that's mechuyif. Everyone hear the vote, that's the nakuda. Lir means it's me. I'm doing it. Mishal bavir. And I make a mem in a chinami. Chiv mitzvah zalav. Then he brings shchita. The tirat karishona. Kilomash in chiyuba ala shochet. Urabcha de nosa who talks about Lashon. And by Lashon, the Lashon Gemara is really Rabcha de nosa. It's not his chiyum or anyone else. She shchita in a mitzvah. She mutalis afal a bailim. It's not the bailim's mitzvah either by chulin. The toch kach, he wants to change the gear. So any gores lo sagid de rab iu shochet. Lo sagid de lo shochet. Kamash im in a road selech al baser in tzarech lishchot. The Ran also says the same thing. You look in the Ran. Rav Dafka, Rav Yushachit. The Mashmit in Hid, the Lo Sagi, the Lo Shchita, Efshid Ba'acher, the Lesser, the Efshid Namid, the Lo Shchita, Kral, the Sicha, the Lishna, Nak, Nak, Nami Hach. And what about Pesach, the Kodshim? Kiloma, but the Shachit, Lo Iwai, The Gemara's kasha is not when someone else does a shechita. It means when the Baal does a shechita, they come in a chenami, then varach lishchot. And so on. Rashi, only pointed out which one? Mila. Rashi didn't point out the kasha from Shchita, but both. V'chein ha'tirutzim shebehem, v'imkein avia ben varach ala mila, v'chein shochet pislav v'kadshav ala Shchita, v'af ha'lulav, shem varach ba'al, rami shem dag b'inafik be, yo shekachu ha'din. It's not because of that vort that you yotzi, because that's the din. Da'afen bal varach kodim shek b'yenu, mevarach ba'al, shu'etzrachnu b'tirutzim elu, elu das omer da'al, she'ova mashmas, and all these answers are only necessary for him. So therefore, the al works for everything in all situations without having to cut, make any exceptions for the ukimta, for the person, for the case, whatever it might be. Yeah. But then he says, according to this, it could be you have a choice. This is basically what comes out. Pasha Pshat Taiching the Gemara according to what comes out from Rash. Questions? Now there's just one other shlav of the sugya, because everything is intermingled here. Because the underlying assumption of everything we've been saying until now, to focus on the lev possibly being preferable to al, or maybe al is good enough, is the premise of the din of Ovel Asiyasan. Yeah.
I was wondering, is there a way then, when we're saying this stuff aside our gear, and we're all saying you do one or the other, could this also be predicated on, if you say, you know, lev is the guy who has to do it, you say that the mitzvah of burning of the beer is a mitzvah on the gavra that he has to do it, whereas all would be in the
So here you're asking interesting the question like this. What I think you're asking, the Tosfos Rashi asks this question. Rashi addresses beer chametz. When Rashi right away explains the Gemara's teretz by mila, why do you say ala mila? Because lo sagid rav yom moyo? Is it really that it has to be him? He has to be him, and no one else could do it? It's not true. The father's supposed to do it, not the moyo. Hala avim muta, says Rashi. And what about bir chametz? Rashi, bir mitzvah al bala chametz mutelas. The kolish v'ish bodig besa. So now the question Tosa Rashi raises is, what if you'd have a situation that you have a shliach do your bidig? That's kind of where you're going. Yeah. So what would you say now? According to the shita of Rav Papi, so here, maybe the le shouldn't fit, right? Because the whole point of the le, why does he concede the point by mila? Because it doesn't have to be you, it's a father. So if the shliach is bodek for the baal habayis, so would you also have to change the nusach to be al? That's the Tosa Rush raises that question. you have to see. It's Kedai. We'll see it by itself. It's a very interesting Tosha Rush. What he answers over there. There's two answers. Rashi doesn't say much. Rashi says, yeah, Polish Bodhi Besa, but Lamaisa, what if someone else is being Bodhi for you? What about that? Would a puppy tell you there to change it to be Al? Usually he says it's supposed to be Levi, but what if someone else is doing the deed? Tosa Rashi is very interesting, Tosa Rashi. We'll get through the Tosas and along the way we'll do the Tosa Rashi on that point. That's a good question. Let's just read the next part of the Sugya, just to see everything together. So it says the Gemara Vayter, okay? Meanwhile, the Kuliyama Mia, so everyone, the underlying assumption of the entire discussion so far, a puppy and a papa, Levi or Albi, or, and we were Miyashiv a puppy, but we paskin like a papa. The Kuliyama Mia may kara be in Levruche. But what everyone is in agreement here is that a bracha should be made before the Asiyasa mitzvah. We call over Asiyasa. Minala. Where do we have this? What's the source that the bracha, the birchas mitzvah, should be said before the mitzvah? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol mitzvos nevarach alein over lasiyasa. So the way he sets it up is the brachos, the mitzvos, by mitzvos, you mevarach over lasiyasa. Use the word over, which is obviously interpreted to mean prior to, before. And that's why the Nisach, the Matbeah Bracha, has to be Lahaba, because the Bracha is said over Lasiyasan earlier, prior to the Asiyah. But meanwhile, the word was used was over. So where it says, my mashma, the high over lishan dagdumehu. How do you know that would over suggest something before something else? It's over means it's prior to. How do I know? So where it brings three psukim. Abba Nachan by Yitzchak. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is when Avshalom was died, and they're telling, trying to get the message to David. The Yarat, so Yoav sent someone, Kushi, to give the message to David. And the Pasuk says, the Yarat Sachimat, they probably quote you the whole Pasuk here. Yeah, anyway, the Pasuk quotes part of the Pasuk. The Yarat Sachimat, Derech HaKikar, the Yavor Esakushi. So it means he overtook him. He came, he beat him. He got it right in front of him. So over means, vayavar means he came before. Okay, that's one source. Abaye Amar, mihacha. But who avar lefneim? Yaakov Avinu, when he the encounter with Esav. But who avar? So avar means he went in front of everyone else. He had the family, the wives, and he began to prosper himself in front of everyone else. So, but he came in front of. That's another source. Avar, over. Bari seim mihacha. Vayavar Malkum Bufneim Hashem Berosha. Again, Vayavar means to lead the way. So it's interesting. There probably is a lot of depth to these particular sources in terms of what may have to do in terms of the Inyan of a Bracha. We'll soon see the Ritva says what he says about the Pshat and the Inyan of the of Asiyasan. How it lines up with the Pasuk that the Ritva doesn't say. That's something to think about in terms of what does it mean exactly? What's the pshat that the bracha is setting the tone for the mitzvah? What exactly does it mean? But meanwhile, the word over was used, and we have three different indications that over means prior to. Okay, so this is the statement of Yudhama Shmuel. And that's the premise of everything we've been discussing now, that a bracha, brachas mitzvah, is said before the mitzvah. But now the Gemara has a caveat. Maybe one, maybe two, may Rav Amri. Chutz min atzvilah the shofar. So Beirav accepted the sheet, the member of Shmuel, but they added a chutz. This is true that you make a bracha over lasiyasan with the exception of tzvilah and shofar. So Gemara says, let's explain. Bishlam, so what does it mean? Tzvilah the shofar. What tzvilah are we discussing here? The Gemara says, it's not clear from the words of the Gemara what tefillah we're talking about. We'll see Machokas Rashi and Tosis on this. The Riff and all and others. Bishlam tefillah, the Akati Gavra Lochazi. So there are two exceptions that the Bracha, Birchta Mitzvah, is said after. So tefillah, I understand. The Akati Gavra Lochazi. If the Gavra is not fit yet because he hasn't been tovel, you can't have him make the Bracha la tefillah. But therefore, we understand it. Ella, shofar my time. Why would shofar not have the bracha beforehand? Why is that an exception? The chitema. Maybe you'll tell me the reason. Shem dilma mekalkulat kia. Because you're making the bracha, but then let's say if the tekiyas don't come out, and you end up having made a bracha latala because the mitzvah was in advance, and you have no choice but to make the bracha afterwards. If that's a svar, then it could be true for the mitzvah shchita. If the shchita won't be kasher shchita, so the bracha will be vatala. And mila as well. Elamai, you're not afraid for that. So you make the bracha before. So why should it be tefila? Why should shofar be different? Elamai b'chizda, you're right. Chutz mina tefila bilvad. The only chutz is one case, tefila. There's a svar of gavra lochazi. In which tefila, it's not clear in the Gemara. But what does that mean? Chutz mina tefila. So then you don't have a bless yasin. So what does that mean? Tanyina mihachi, taval va'ola, after the tefila, when you come up, baliyasa, om brach shekin shana mitrosa v'tzipanu ala tefila. No, and then what? So that's what the takana was. The takana was to say it afterwards. Let's see the Rashi. So we have the Rashi. Over means koden. Kimo vayavor esakushi kodmo b'mishas avshalom. By speaking about mishas avshalom, he came before the kushi. Vayavor malkom lifneyam yagdim lech b'rosh. He goes first. So the bracha goes before the mitzvah. The akatik davar l'chazi. What does that mean exactly? What are we referring to? Rashi says, "Kidon tefilas bali keri." So the kaimon bebracha is to asa b'divrei Torah ubebracha. That a bali keri is not allowed to learn or to say brachas. So that was what the Gemara says then. And Ezra tikein tefila bali keri in the b'divrei Torah. Umishemahu tefila tikein b'chol tefilos berchasin lebesof. So now he's requiring tefila. Since he's not supposed to say the Shem Hashem and do bracha beforehand, so he has to make the bracha afterwards. Mar says at the end, Mevatel Takanas Ezra, and that's why today we say to be Torah in Mekablin Tuma, right? Even Ezra had another option of Tisha Kabin, but okay, but Mikra Din, that's not, today we don't have to be concerned about the issue that Ezra was Metakin. But meanwhile, there was Alacha then that you need Tvila for Bali Keri, and therefore the bracha couldn't be said because he couldn't say a bracha yet. As it says, Mahar Belibo says in brachas over there. So afterwards, you say the bracha. So now Rashi says, because of that, Tikkun B'chol Tfilos. It comes out that the takana was that the bracha said afterwards, by all tfilos. This is Rashi. See other pshatim later. What's the inyan over Lasi Yasan? There's a ritva here, very kedai to read over now, just to put into perspective. Again, he doesn't connect it specifically to the three Makoros in the Tanakh that I quoted. I think I gave you two chalakim in the Ritter, right? The first part, let's just say both, see over both. The first thing he says is the Lashon. Why do you choose a lashon of over? And we have to figure out what over means. It's interesting. You can just say kodem. You have to go like this. You know, you can go like this. You can say kodem, and you know what it means. You have to say over, and then you have to find a way to explain what over means. Like whatever the pasuk is, why can't you just say that word? Oh, kodem. Says the Rash, the Ritva, Pirshu, the Lachi Nakid Hailishta, the Lo Nakid Kodem, Lashmi Inan, Shul Yisasek, Yisake Bin Brachel Mitzvah. In other words, it shouldn't be a hefsik. See, over, like we call over, not over the over. In other words, it's not just pshat, it should be before. There shouldn't be an unwanted gap that's not tzorach. So therefore, it should be mamish right before you're about to do the mitzvah, not just as before. Over means just before. Right? That's the mitzvah's taich. Kloos asik is akev. It shouldn't delay bein bracha mitzvah. Elam came show b'dvar mitzvah, then the Karedi, it's different. Yachalush is a few harbe. And we know that even if you have to speak out between a bracha and a mitzvah, if it's tzorech a mitzvah, it's not a hefsik, more in bracha is tuberuch. But if you say something that's not related, dvar b'teilim, or shah shalom with tzorech, and there's enough time, as he mentioned in the Ra'ah, Ligmar, Kula, these are halachas we know in Shulchan Aruch, the inyan of hefsik between a bracha and a mitzvah. However, he says, Babichas Hananin, once somebody took a bite, someone is motzi others with hamotzi, let's say, and someone else took a bite, then there's already your heter to speak, he says. Leading bracha she'achas is a mitzvah. If it's afterwards, then you have to do toch kidei dibur. Okay, that's the first part. As far as why he took the lesson over, to tell me that it should be mamish samach. Then later on in the piece, he says something interesting. Why, in fact, is there such a halacha? Why do you have to say the bracha before the mitzvah? So there's two things. Toward the end, the kasav haritzal, the tam zeh sha'amru chachameinu zachon bracha levarach ala mitzvahs over las yasa. First, he says as follows. Kedei, she is kadesh tchila bebracha. So you can kind of create a kedusha through the bracha via gale. In other words, what it does is it frames the mitzvah and defines it. They're doing a shame mitzvah. Otherwise, it's like a misasik. You did a mitzvah. What gives it the focus? So we know there's a whole question. It's a svichas kavana, ain't svichas kavana. The derisa, the rabban, and how we pask it. But lemaisa, if you hold you need kavanah, obviously, then you have to try to do whatever it can take to mechavin it. Even if it ain't feels kavanah, just means b'diavad yotze. But obviously, the mitzvah is a qualitatively different mitzvah if you are aware and you know what you're doing. And obviously, doing a mitzvah is involving knowing you do Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the equivalent of what we say now would be Hashem Yichud, that some people say, now became an extra hachana. But it's the hachana to the mitzvah. It's creating a framework that Yemudia, this is for Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's directing your focus to Hashem. That's the first pshat. Then he says something else. Ve'od ki abrachos me'avodas hanefesh, v'ori lahagdim avodas hanefesh le'maisa she'avodas haguf. The mitzvah is a physical, it's something physical. Pu'ulas a mitzvah, achilas matzah, right? Kviyas mezuzah, whatever. Shiva Sukkah and Tila Silov, it's with your goof. You're doing something with your body. So first you say the bracha, which is Avodas HaNefesh. Avodas HaNefesh comes before Avodas HaGuf. Okay, more of this is going to come up already. I don't know if we can start the Tosis now or not. Ms. Dami, you didn't start it yet. The Tosis on Lach Niso. Right, the first Tosis? Nobody did it yet, right? Okay, so that will be like this. So we'll go through the Tosis in. This Tosis that we'll do tomorrow, Bilavayer, it's going to talk about Ovelas Yasin in terms of Birchas Hamilah. You have to see the Tosis here, Tosis in Shabbos. So it's a little bit more about Ovelas Yasin. We'll try to go through the Tosis in, and once we do that, then we'll step back and try to talk about what exactly is the inyan of the Nusach Biur, what we use by Bedikas Chametz, and why there's a Chiddush Bechlal to have a birchas mitzvah, so that we have the rush, the round, if it's rachat barichas on this also. And then we'll come back to the klalim themselves about lir and out. After the whole sigil plays out, then there's a lot of shittas in Rishonim about the klalim of the nisach habracha. Any questions? Okay, good. Okay, let's...